On the aviation side, we move senior corporate execs around, the family around with the long-range Gulfstreams, G650, G5. And then we have a Boeing 767 we move the team around in. And we also have the Houston Astros as a client. So we're okay. flying the Houston Astros in the 767.
Welcome to Hangar X Studios, where former fighter pilot and host John Ramstad takes us on a journey across aerospace as it enters an historic period of innovation and transformation. Our guests include aviation experts, pilots, financiers, military leaders, and innovators of all types. Buckle up for another episode of Hangar X.
Okay, welcome to the Hangar X podcast. We are here live at Verticon, and this is where disruptors and innovators and doers come together, where we get to learn the information before the rest of the world. And today we have Mark Monza from Fertitta on. And Mark, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
So before we get started, tell us a little bit about Fertitta and what Fertitta Industries does and why they have such a, why aviation is so important to what you guys do.
Well, so Fertitta Entertainment, we own, or the boss owns 600 restaurants, eight or so casinos, and entertainment business.
You also own the Houston Rockets.
And the Houston Rockets, yeah. Yep. So that's also entertainment, right? But on the aviation side, we move senior corporate execs around, the family around with the long-range Gulfstreams, G650, G5. And then we have a Boeing 767 we move the team around in. And we also have the Houston Astros as a client. So we're flying the Houston Astros in the 767. April is going to be very interesting because we have both seasons going on.
Both seasons going on. And see, I'm a Rockies fan, but, you know, and maybe you can be a little late with the Astros
right,
here and there.
Right. And then also, I feel pretty strongly the Rockets are going to make the playoffs this year. And so that's going to make May very interesting because we'll be doing Astros and flying the playoffs with the Rockets. So we'll be doing some empty legs. Once in a while, we'll probably charter a jet to if we have a same day.
If you got a big gap.
Yeah.
Because you got, you got the 767. But now tell us a little bit about that you told me before we got started, you've wanted to be a pilot since you were six.
6 years
old. So tell me about your whole journey up into aviation, because right now you get to fly from 767s to helicopters to Gulfstreams. So I want to hear a little bit about this journey.
Yeah, predominantly I'm in the Gulfstreams. But when I was little, I lived in Africa. My parents are missionaries, and we used to go to boarding school in a small Piper aircraft.
Okay.
They had an Apache and a Cherokee 250, I think. And I just thought that was the neatest thing to leave the earth. And so ever since I was 6 years old, I'm like, I'm going to be a pilot. I had no idea.
It was just like a sense of freedom. Like I could I could go do anything, go anywhere.
Yeah, kind of. And especially, you would take a 1 hour flight versus 2 days on the bad roads in Nigeria. And
a 1 hour flight versus 2 days?
2 days.
That's the difference.
Well, back then.
Yeah.
This was back in the '70s. They had all dirt roads and, during rainy season, it was just a mess. But anyway, I just had that passion. I had no idea how I was going to become a pilot. Most pilots, their parents or grandparents or, they have some family member that was a pilot. That just makes it so much easier to have that mentor to show you where to go.
Yeah.
And, but my mom stood behind me and we figured it out, went to college, Laterna University, graduated in 1988 with a Bachelor of Science in Aviation Technology. And, just kind of worked my way up, working the line, riding along, flying with anybody I could, bought some of my own airplanes, flight instruct. And, my first, I would say, real job was Martin Oil and Gas in 1988, flying a B-100 King Air.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
And just kind of went from there.
And tell me about your, because I know you guys have added helicopters to the mix.
Yes.
What role does helicopters play, first of all?
So I was flying a Citation for Mr. Fertitta. He took Landry's public, and it was June of 1993. And, Houston has quite a bit of traffic.
Right? Yeah.
And he just had a passion for, flying to his ranch and flying to Galveston. And we would he would drive out to the airport. We get in a little Citation and fly it to Galveston. And just a helicopter just made a lot more sense for that.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing with a helicopter in a large metropolitan area is you have to have a place to land it, right? Or it doesn't make any sense. So he's like, find me a place to land, and then please go find me a helicopter. And our first helipad in Houston was Star Motors. So I cut a deal with the owner. He ate for free, and we painted his helipad once a year. And that was our, now we had a place we could land a helicopter. And
If I build you a free heliport, I can eat at any of your restaurants for free. Is that the deal?
Absolutely.
Okay. I might have to put that on my to-do list because I love Del Frisco's is one of my favorite places in Denver.
Del Frisco's is good.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And tell me about your own personal transition as a fixed-wing pilot to helicopters, because that's something I'm looking at doing this year myself. Now. What's that? You go both ways?
Yeah. Helicopters and jets. So we bought this first helicopter. It was an A-Star, and I'm going to tell you why we went with an A-Star over a Bell.
Okay.
I would have preferred a Bell product. We're right here in Dallas. We're in Houston. But at the time, the kids were young. And smooth visibility, even flying single pilot. I had taught my boss how to fly. He could get to the front, which he couldn't do in the Bell product. But the most important thing was a 30-second cooldown versus 2 minutes.
Oh.
When you have kids on board and you're stopping those rotors, that's the longest 2 minutes of your life.
Right.
Versus 30 seconds. So that's what put us into the A-Star to start with.
That's interesting. That's an interesting, I wouldn't have thought of that before. And now, we're looking around here and there's, as Verticon has expanded and we're seeing some of the eVTOLs, there's a lot of excitement about this. Does this fit in at all with your aviation needs or, as you guys are looking the next 2-3 years, what are some of the things that you're looking for?
That's a very good question. And, we're here sponsored by, XTI and, or we're in discussions with them. The problem, as I see it with eVTOL right now for us, they don't have the speed, they don't have the range, right? I think there's going to be some great opportunities for them in those metropolitan areas, like Manhattan to Newark or, short runs. Or in my case, a little two-seat eVTOL that I could take from my house to Hobby would be great.
Yeah.
Right? As long as it wasn't too expensive. But I think our primary Houston trip is Lake Charles, Louisiana, with 6 passengers. I need to get 110 nautical miles at or faster than 150 knots, or it doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense,
right?
Okay.
And then our next one is Fredericksburg. Well, that's 180 nautical. So you're really pushing what an eVTOL can do. Now, will they get there?
Actually,
eventually?
They can't do that.
They can't.
With reserves and everything, I think their effective range is probably 60 miles currently.
Yeah, right. They're not there. But when Tesla first came out with the cars, they were 100 miles.
Yep.
And
now they're 300 plus.
Right. So will they get there eventually? Maybe.
Yeah.
I'd sure like to see them.
Yeah. And now you mentioned XTI and the TriFan 600. How does that, how do you see that possibly fitting into the aviation business model for Tita?
I could replace all my helicopters with 2 or 3 XTIs. I could fly off the yacht. I could do any trip, let's say 500 nautical miles or less out of Houston, you leave right from the top of the Post Oak Hotel in Houston or our centrally located helipad, and Dallas, San Antonio, New Orleans, you get there quicker.
Yeah.
Right. Even with a helicopter, our current helicopter that's only 150 knots, you can do Fredericksburg 1 hour and 10 minutes. It's quicker than driving to the airport, taking the jet from the airport to another airport to get in a car to drive, to the residence.
Well, yeah. And and the airplane you're talking about, that would be a 20 to 30 minute flight.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we could have 3 of those very easily. And when you start talking about operating all around the world off the back of a yacht, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, it's nice to go inland 500 or 600 miles. It expands what you could just go do and enjoy and meetings you could have. And
correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So, and we've discussed this, most high net worth individuals, they want to see something physical. They want to see it flying. It's going to be difficult for some of these guys, my boss in particular, to invest in a a presentation. They need to see it fly.
Yep.
They need to touch it. They need to be able to ride in that. So that's where we need to get to.
Yep. That's true. Some of the things we're looking at right here.
Exactly.
It's still not certified, still not flying, but I understand it. Well, as we wrap up, Mark, this has been great. And love to have you back on for a longer interview, back when we get outside of Verticon. But just as we wrap up, what just final thoughts of what you're looking for here at the show? What are maybe some you've been seeing?
Well, it's making acquaintances with everybody we deal with throughout the year. Insurance, support with the Airbus products we have. Also networking. And last but not least, seeing where all the eVTOLs are going.
Right. See what the capabilities are.
Right, right. It's exciting. Exciting times. We just need to keep pushing the envelope on the performance to where they're going to make sense for somebody like us.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Well, Mark, thank you so much for your time. And everybody, thank you for tuning in. And we have a lot more great stuff coming from Verticon. So we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.